With the recent declines in the stock market, the state employee retirement funds, known as PERS and TERS, have sustained big losses. KDLG's Adam Kane has the story.
Many state of Alaska employees have seen losses to the public employees retirement system and teachers retirement system. That loss is directly linked to the serious financial crisis that is currently gripping the nation. With the entire stock market in a serious decline, state employees may have expected to see greater losses than what they have actually seen at this point. The full impact of the decline has so far been lessened by the diversified investment portfolio chosen by the board at the Department of Revenue, as Chief Investment Officer Gary Bader explains.
Well, like all investments this year, the PERS and TERS funds have experienced losses. With the stock market down about 28%, the PERS and TERS funds are down about 17% because we have a diversified investment portfolio that is not just stocks, but bonds and other assets as well. So we are having a difficult year in the markets like everybody else.
The PERS and TERS are among the numerous state investment fund programs that Bader oversees. He says strictly adhering to the strategic plan is one of the ways the investment board has so far worked to curb the losses.
The way we structure our investment program is intended to curb the loss, and as I had previously said, we are not down as much as the stock market. So we attempt to curb our losses by having a diversified investment program and sticking with our strategic plan that is adopted once a year by the Alaska Retirement Management Board. And that strategic plan specifies a certain amount of assets to be in certain investment buckets, if you will. So as the stock market falls, if we are supposed to have, for example, 35% of our investments in large cap stocks, when the market starts to fall, we do some purchasing. Now, what this ultimately does is have the effect of buying low and selling high, because if the market goes up and we exceed our strategic plan, then we will sell stocks.
Bader wants participants of the PERS and TERS systems not to lose sight of the fact that these are long-term investments. While state employees should be concerned with short-term market conditions, the funds are designed to be built up over a typical career of around 30 years.
Their investment allocation is for long-term. We have billions of dollars. If they are retirees, they should not be fearful that there's not going to be any money to be paying their benefits. We have billions of dollars in the system, and while we don't like to take losses, we take gains too. So I would rest more easily if I were a retiree to know that there are billions of dollars remaining in the accounts.
More PERS and TERS information can be found on the website of the Treasury Division of the State of Alaska Department of Revenue. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.